Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. Armed militants stage a coordinated assault in Kabul. The assault on a government security agency in the capital Tuesday morning killed at least 28 people and wounded more than 320. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. The attack, including a suicide car bombing, appears to have targeted an agency similar to the U.S. Secret Service, providing personal protection for high-ranking government officials. Dozens of civilian apartment buildings, homes, and shops were damaged. Israeli authorities are investigating a bus bombing in Jerusalem that wounded 21 people and raised fears of a sharp escalation in violence as police plan tightened security for the Jewish Passover holiday. The bomb tore through the bus in a relatively isolated area of southern Jerusalem on Monday night, with a fire spreading to a second bus. Police say at least 21 people were wounded. Israeli media reports a 15-year-old girl is in serious condition. A police spokesman confirmed officers are seeking to question the wounded and not ruling out that there could be potential suspects among them. In New York, voters have begun casting ballots in a high-stakes presidential primary, with Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump hoping to secure big wins in the race for the White House. It's considered one of the most consequential primaries in decades in America's fourth largest state. For more on this story, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.